This is what I'd like to call the Tuesdays with Mitch segment. Was it Tuesdays with Maury? Mitch, isn't Maury dead?
I hope that, that's not a prelude to anything for me.
No. This is a glass half full. It's a yin and yang. Maury's dead, but Mitch is alive, so this is good.
That.
Okay, good. Well, Mitch, it's good to have you back.
Thank you.
You know, as I told you, the audience freaked out when you weren't available last Tuesday, and they went down hard on me, so I just want you to know that.
It's nice to be loved.
Okay, good. Now, let's get to, we have so much to cover on today's docket. First, Congressman Rand Paul was stopped by the TSA. A little fight broke out. And when I say fight, that's a metaphorical one. We'll get into what happened. And I want to ask you the question, can a congressperson or senator be stopped in an airport on their way to Congress? Because the Constitution says something about it. I'm going to get your opinion on that. Next, we're going to cover a Supreme Court decision. Extremely wacky and bizarre. Very interesting. On Monday, which according to my records is yesterday, so 24 hours ago, Supreme Court made a huge decision about whether or not a global positioning system could be put on a criminal's car to track them. Very strange verdict. We're going to cover that. Also, can a judge order a defendant to decrypt their laptop? So, for instance, if you have child porn on your laptop, can a judge force you to engage in decryption to make sure the court can see it? Or does that violate the Fifth Amendment? Mitch, this is some interesting stuff today. I think this is like our best stuff yet. What do you think?
This is really good. Isn't the Constitution great? It brings up all these issues for us that we have something different to talk about.
See, Mitch, you know what it is?
Tuesday.
You're right. And that's what I tell young kids. The Constitution's exciting. The law, this is why I get out of bed. So as you can tell. So let's get to first Congressman Rand Paul. No, excuse me, Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky. He was at an airport in Nashville. He got into a little fight with the TSA. He walked through a metal detector. The metal detector went off, and then he refused a pat down. So the TSA said, okay, you can't enter the airport. They didn't arrest him. They just said, you can't enter the airport. Then, long story short, he enters at another time. He doesn't set the metal detector off, and he goes to Congress. But I want to ask this question. Is Senator Rand Paul immune from the TSA examination by the U.S. Constitution because he was on his way to Congress? You're saying, Andy D., that sounds insane. Nobody can be immune from TSA inspection. However, the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 6, says the following, that in all cases except for treason, felony, or breach of the peace, the attendance at the session of the respective houses going to and returning from the same, and for any speech or debate in either house, a congressperson shall not be questioned in any place. And I'll repeat again for effect, going to and returning to Congress, a congressperson shall not be questioned as to why they're traveling or be stopped from getting there. Mitch, what do you think about this?
Well, a detention is an arrest. I'm going to tell you that I did a quick search. I couldn't find a case ever where this issue has come up in the courts. And I imagine if it's ever really happened before, it was, during the Civil War, for example. But here's the deal. He wasn't detained. He was denied the ability to fly unless he subjected himself to the search that is required under TSA rules. So nobody was stopping him from going where he needed to go. Maybe he needed to get into a horse and buggy or a car, a motorcycle, a bus, a train. So it'd be interesting if he pushed it forward to see if a court would agree with me on this one. But I say no violation here.
Well, Mitch, but isn't the intent of our founders when they wrote this in the U.S. Constitution to make sure that representatives or senators, however disagreeable their viewpoints, that have the right to be on the floor and vote? Because you think back into England and before the United States was founded and all the Western European states, the feudal states, you could keep people out of the chambers from voting. And that's why this was put into place. So Senator Rand Paul can say, hey, the TSA stopped me from getting to Congress, so I have a lawsuit against the TSA. So does that hold any water with you?
Yeah, maybe some. The whole idea, and from my quick research on this, Andy, the whole idea is that when the Constitution was drafted, we were coming out of a time where people who were political opponents did crazy things to each other and maybe would even cause somebody to be arrested and detained to prevent them from getting to Congress. That's not what was going on here. He had many adequate and alternate means to get to Congress, and maybe it would have taken longer to get there. But this isn't, for example, somebody being put under house arrest in a way to prevent them from engaging in a critical vote. That's what I think the intent of our forefathers was.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm with you, Mitch. And also, a small